Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Shish podcast. This is episode 671. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Another cold day, early in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to hear anything about this episode. I walked outside in 26 degrees to get here.
Your sandals and flip-flops.
Yeah, just lock in. I need you guys on point because I roughed it to get out here.
It's a long walk, but not a long walk to get there.
I would argue that anything in 26 degrees is a long walk. It wasn't. I think I've talked about it before. It's, 30 feet or something. It's not that far. But it's really cold.
Then my God, if you forget something, you have to run, go back out, get it.
And I always forget something.
Drink or your phone, earbud.
Well, I let my dog out this time and had to go put him back up before I started recording. So let the chickens out. It's just, you're just out there for too long.
Oh, and your chickens are even further away.
Oh, yeah. They're at the very back of the yard. So it is a long walk for them.
How are they doing? I haven't heard your Larry.
Oh, he died. Did I never tell you that?
Oh, no.
That's why you haven't heard him. He got some sort of respiratory thing. It took him out super quick. So he gone. He'd been gone. That's why you haven't heard him.
The other chickens try to eat him? Don't they try to
no,
eat
him? No, they don't roll like that.
Okay.
I mean, I guess if you let them like decompose or something, they might start to pick at them. But I don't know. I knew he was sick. I gave him meds, but I don't know what happened to him. It was still warm out when it happened. I don't know if a snake got him or something like that, but you could just tell he was having breathing issues. I got him separated, got him on meds, but he just got worse and worse.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
You need another rooster? Are you going to get one?
No, I'm not. You don't need one unless you're trying to hatch the eggs. I just had him for protection, but it's fine. I've been going without him for a while now.
How did you, when your dog is out, I think I've asked you before, how the chickens with your dog?
Oh, they don't care about each other.
They're just used
honestly,
to each other
if
now.
If he stands too close to them for too long, they'll peck him on the butt. And he runs off. He don't care much for them, but they don't mess with each other. My neighbor's cat chases them around sometimes, like just playing with them. Everything honestly gets along with them pretty well.
Yeah, we drove by your house to drop that stuff off. My wife was looking at your neighbor's house, and she's all like, "Oh, that's a cute little house lady lives in."
Yeah, we did all that work over there. It used to look like ours. We changed up the siding and stuff over there.
And she likes your little Christmas decorations that y'all put up. A little bow.
Yeah, I'm jolly. I'm jolly as hell. Just the most jolly. That's all down now.
Oh, ours is still up. She was like, "I didn't know they were into that stuff." I'm like, "I'm sure it's the wife."
It's all gone now. Ripped it down, and I'll put all that up too.
You have to. She wants to put leave it up all month. So we'll have it all the way up end of January.
You're gonna be trashy.
She's been like that ever since her grandma passed away. She likes to have it up all through January.
It's got to come down. I'm not festive.
I said her grandma and both her dogs passed away in December.
I'm not festive, but I could put a couple things out.
Mm-hmm. I still have my Christmas Legos out.
I took all my inside stuff. I put my Christmas Legos away.
I'm going to in a minute.
Yeah, I already took mine out. Huh. I'm glad the holidays are over is all I'll say. Like I'm it's time.
Yeah.
So need a little break from the holidays. The next major holiday, I guess, for most people is going to be Valentine's Day. Then we get a break till Easter. I don't count St. Patrick's Day.
Either.
And then you got a break until 4th of July. Yeah. Then you're going to go Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Just hit the big boys.
Yeah, you don't do President's Day, Columbus Day, Martin Luther King Day.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do on those days.
Shop.
And I work on all those days, and I shop every day. I'm never not shopping.
Right. Working and shopping.
Friend of the show, Marshall 205, sent me a video, and it said, like, my New Year's resolution is to stop spending money like a Colombian drug lord. And it made me laugh. Because in a way, we all do. Like, in a way, we all just buy stuff all the time. It's not all expensive, but we are all buying stuff all the time. We could probably all scale back.
Yeah, with me, I'm trying to sell stuff while I'm buying stuff.
Yeah, that's what you say. That is what you say.
You know, I have stuff listed on eBay and Mercari and Facebook Marketplace.
That's what you say. Also, I know you like Mercari. I check out a lot of auctions for things I'm looking for. Mercari is terrible.
It is now, but it's a place I can at least try to sell some. I've sold, I think, 5 things last year.
I have 2 major issues with them. First off, they don't have enough people using them
anymore,
which is not their fault. But like when I search for something, there may only be like 10 results for it. But because of that, they show you all the stuff that's sold already to try to fill the page up, so it looks like there's all these auctions. But they're, and you would think, oh, well, it's all like, it's all the stuff available, and then it's all the stuff that's sold. But no, it's all mixed together.
Yeah, and it's other thing, like if you put in, let's for say, like an iPhone 17, but then they'll show you iPhone 8s and 10s and 11s just to
fill the page up. And it'll be like sold, not sold, 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 not sold in a row.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, I click on something excited and it's sold already. And I'm like, damn, because I didn't pay attention.
I look for specific Lego sets and I put the cut number in, it'll just be filled with stuff close to the number.
Yeah, because they're just trying to fill the page up. So I don't like that about them. I don't like how few results they have, and I don't like that their fix for it is to show me stuff that's already sold. I guess besides that, it seems fine enough. I've actually never bought anything off there because I don't ever find anything on there. My go-to is still eBay. I think that is, if you want the top dollar for something, that's where you sell it. But also, when you buy off eBay, you have to pay the top dollar for it. I've been buying a lot of typewriters. I'll tell you, Shop Goodwill is really good for typewriters because a lot of people donate them to thrift stores. So I've gotten some pretty decent deals from Shop Goodwill, which is their auction site. But eBay is the daddy.
Yeah. There was OfferUp that was okay for a little while. And they got bombarded and don't really shop on there anymore.
Yeah.
On Shop Goodwill now, and they got Lego sets on it.
Yeah, so everything is just donated, and anything that's worth more than they think they can get out of the store. I don't think every store does it, but select stores do it. They just pop it up on there. The thing you have to pay attention to is your shipping cost, and some items are pickup only, which probably won't affect you with Lego, but it will, like with a typewriter, I have to be careful because some stuff they don't ship because of its weight. But I've been buying stuff off of there consistently. It's really good for what the stuff I'm buying. Because I don't necessarily buy a typewriter that's valuable. It's just one that I want. Let me show you. I know you don't. It doesn't mean anything to you. Let me show you this one I just got. I bought it before Christmas, but it just came in and I spent a couple hours yesterday getting it clean. I'm not going to be able to get the glare off it. She's baby blue. What is this glare happening? Anyway, it's baby blue and it's Smith Corona. It's the first electric one they made, so it's actually a plug-in. But she looks real nice. So I got that one off of there. And I got it way cheaper than I could have got it off eBay. So I frequent Shop Goodwill. I check it every day. Also, theirs is like... No notifications at all. So when you get outbid, it just doesn't ever say anything to you.
You just have to watch it.
You just have to watch it. You have to constantly check it. With eBay, you know, they love to send you a push notification. Goodwill doesn't send you an email, a text, nothing. Like, you just, if you don't check, then it's just gone. Which part of me kind of likes, because I think it also leads to me getting better deals, because it's not telling other people either.
Right.
But I definitely have lost stuff. And they're not one of these auctions that puts more time on it when you get a last second bid, so you can still snipe on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that too, because I definitely have sniped some people. I mean, I've had it happen to me.
Right.
You guys, if you collect anything older, you should check out Shop Goodwill. I mean, they have newer stuff too, but that's not really what they specialize in.
When I was in his shoes, I used to follow people that would go to Goodwill. They'll find like Jordans and Nikes and rare. Like, what? They got these in here? Now people know that. So now they're
going looking. It's just for that stuff. Hard to buy anything now because everything is faked.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything new. It's so hard to buy new things because there's so many fakes out there. I mean, I'll see like on Reddit where people buy like a Lego set off of somebody cheap, and then they get home and open it and it's full of like just a completely different set. Or like a generic set that's shoved in there and they reseal the box. I mean, there's all kinds of like crap going on. You hear it's bricks, it's sealed up, you think it's good, you get home, you open it up and it's, you know, just a cheap China knockoff set from Temu that they put the bags in there for.
And then if you call the police on it, they're like, well, I spend more money on legal than you would.
Yeah, it's buyer beware. You know, they're popping up a new Facebook ad to a different person's name. You know, it just sucks, but it's so unsafe to buy anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that the same for eBay or Mercari or any of them too. You have to really do your research and be careful, especially with things you can't tell, like shoes, purses, Lego, things like that are easy to swap and fake.
Yeah.
You got to really be careful. The nice thing about me buying typewriters is they're all 70 years old. And they're not worth, it wouldn't be worth the time and energy it would take to fake one.
Right.
It's kind of nice. It's a small community of collectors, and they are willing to step up and pay for stuff, but I don't feel like I'm bidding against 100 people ever. Mm. Every time I buy one, I feel like I'm bidding against one or two people, which is kind of nice.
It is.
It's going to make it hard to get any return on investment though. Just buying them because I love them.
But that new, where the toy store used to be, where the new store is now, I thought about taking a lot of my old, like, VHSs and DVDs and Blu-ray in there just to get rid of some of the stuff. Just to pile down. But then I've seen people, there's people out there now collecting VHSs.
Oh, yeah. VHSs are hot now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people like the, you know, it's anything physical like that. But the tactile experience of like taking it out of the case and putting it in there, like pushing it in the VCR and then grabbing it, and like the whole thing just is nostalgic for people.
Yeah.
It is for me. And I mean, I don't have a VHS, but I have no doubt that if there was one in front of me at least once or twice, I would enjoy that experience of like putting it in, taking it out. You know, we had before we got our VCR that had the rewinder, we used to take it out and put it in the rewinder.
Remember that?
And the rewinder, for those that don't know, it would rewind your tape at 257 miles per hour. The one that we had would rewind so hard when it stopped, it would pop up when it was done. It would like jump up off the top of the VCR it was sitting on top of. It popped up so hard. I don't know what kind of motor they had in that thing, but it was not necessary for it to rewind that fast. Mm-hmm. But I would be nostalgic about that whole process, like, because I did that as a kid.
I'm trying to think, what was it called? The VHS recorder that we record VHSs. I remember when we first got that, we would buy the fake VHS tapes and just go to town. You can put three movies, record on there, you can play and then record it. We would rent it from like Blockbuster or whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
Then when you got to the ability to record from the TV itself,
I was over.
And then, yeah, you had commercials.
Yeah, yeah, you'd have it with commercials, which now I would say I would rather have a recorded off the TV with commercials version than without. Because it'll be just dripping with nostalgia, too.
Because mm-hmm, you would see something like, what is this?
Yeah, if I'm watching commercials for like Ninja Turtles that I own,
mm-hmm,
that's pretty awesome.
I still have a few of those old school stuff that we recorded on. Yeah. Not many. A few is like 3 or 4.
Everything comes back around, but you can't keep and you can't collect everything. I mean, you do have to make concessions somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, I just go ahead and do it, just drop it off, get rid of it, it's gone, but then I'm losing money on it. But then 3 months from now, I'll forget about how much money I lost on. Just send it to one of those places. They only give you like 40% worth. But just to get it out of the storage.
The thing that's always helped me the most with reselling is if I set like a goal. So if I say like, I want to buy this and it's $300. When I sell stuff, it doesn't bug me because it's all going towards that $300. And then I get the thing and I feel good about everything. When I just sell it with nothing, like nothing in mind to buy, I have a real hard time letting go because I'm a little bit like you where I'm like, it'll either be worth more or the same. I don't necessarily need it gone and I don't necessarily need the money right now. So I'll just hold on to it. But if I have like a target set, when I wanted to buy the mini bike, the Ego mini bike, dude, I sold everything without worrying about it. I was all over eBay. I was selling to people I know. Like, I was got rid of everything.
Yeah.
To store up enough money for it. And I think I needed, like, it was whatever, $1,200 or whatever it was. And I saved up, like, $2,600 from reselling. Because I didn't even count it. I just kept selling and putting it in the mini mm-hmm. bike fund. And the thing got delayed, like, a year. So I just kept on selling and putting it in there. And it's just amazing. Like when you have a goal like that, it doesn't bug me at all. But when it's all for nothing, I have a real tough time.
Yeah.
And it can't just be like, oh, I want to buy this Animal Crossing Lego set. Like it has to be something that I shouldn't buy, like a frivolous thing. And it has to be kind of expensive. And that's the only way I can justify getting it is if I'm just thinning out the crap I have that I don't need. And then I'm also getting something badass that I couldn't justify any other way. But I got rid of tons of stuff. I probably got rid of 20 or 30 things to get that bike. Now, unfortunately, the bike is big and takes up just as much space. But you got to set, for me, I have to set goals like that in order to make the getting rid of feel okay.
Because all mine stuff is going to go turn around and go back into buying the Legos backlog. I have some old phones. I have like a Motorola Stylus right here that sell. Google Pixel 4. There's a Fitbit on my desk right here. Charging them up, make sure they work. I know I'm probably just gonna have to just let it go just to get out of the way. Then I said like in 3 or 4 months I'm just gonna forget about it, even get rid of it.
Yeah. I just that goal is important to me. If I can save up for something, then selling it all seems worth it. But when I'm doing it just to do it, I can't justify in my head getting rid of the thing.
Fitbit.
Scoot it to the center more. Oh, yeah. Is it like a Blaze or something?
Yeah. Fitbit. Then there's I think it's an iPad. One that's a 16 gig byte. I have another tablet. Rid of. That I don't ever use tons of stuff.
Yeah, I need to do a better job reselling. I need to. Also, the key for me is to make it easy. So, like, if I can leave my photo box set up and not have to take it down, mm-hmm. I can have, like, a clear area to take my pictures and do everything and a clear area to stack everything until it sells. Like, if I can eliminate the stress of having to do it, I'm also more likely to do it. But that budget is huge. Like if I know I'm going after something. The other cool thing about doing it that way for me is that like it lets me buy things that I think are overpriced. Like if there is something I want, but I know it's like say there's a Lego set you want and you're like, it's not worth $400. It's kind of nice to be able to like just go out and get it with money that didn't cost you that much.
Right.
You know, if I paid $1,200 for this bike, I probably sold $300 worth of merchandise that I bought. So it's not like it didn't cost me $1,200. What it cost me was my time and my energy and $300.
That's what my tattoo was. My tattoo was just selling stuff to put money in a tattoo fund.
Yeah. So like when it's like that, it really inspires me to sell. The problem is when I don't have that, I don't give a shit about selling anything. Cause if I need money to eat, I'd sell everything I own. Fortunately I'm not in that position. And I have slowed down with buying as many things. I'm still buying too many of the same things, but I'm not buying as many of the, like, across 47 categories like you still do. Like, I'm still buying Lego, but I'm not buying them to collect. I'm buying them to put together.
Yeah.
With the exception of the minifigures, I would say I collect the minifigures, but I'm buying the sets to put together, and I know one day I'll eventually get rid of most of the sets.
But you're going to display the minifigures. You're not keeping them in the box. You're taking them out of the box. You're putting them together and you're displaying them. So
they are displayed, yeah.
You're collecting, but you're displaying to collect.
But the Super Mario Brothers question mark block, I'm ready to let that go. I'm going to sell that. I don't need it. I put it together. It was fun. It looks cool on a shelf. I'm good. I'm going to sell it. I don't want it. I'm getting closer to letting go of most of the Animal Crossing sets. They take up a lot of room. They're not really, the set itself isn't super special to me. It's the minifigs that are.
Yeah.
I'm getting closer on those. I have probably 5 or 6 things that I'm probably ready to let go. It's ran its course with me. I have what I want out of it, and it's taking up too much room. So we'll see. I don't know. Video game stuff with, I'm so up and down with. I wake up one day and decide I want to sell it all. And then I look at the prices and I'm like, it's crazy how much more expensive it is than last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just put it all back up.
Yeah. I remember you were talking about getting rid of your turtles, but now turtles are like so hot right now.
Yeah.
And your Matchbox cars
I have all that just sitting in totes. I don't appreciate it. I don't enjoy it. It's not out. And I'll be honest with you. Those are my childhood Ninja Turtles that I have.
Yeah.
But I don't have them on a shelf, and I'm probably never going to put them on a shelf. I probably never will, because that's not really the aesthetic that I strive for anymore. That's not the thing that, if I open that box, it would be a rush of nostalgia. All the memories tied to my mom and my dad and my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
But once that went away, like, I don't want a shelf of Ninja Turtle toys.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. It just doesn't suit. Like, that's not the thing that gives me joy to look at long term.
Unfortunately, we were talking about, I remember before we were talking about doing the setting up a booth when Replay Toys did their little toy thing up. Now they're closed, so they probably won't be doing a booth this year.
Yeah. I mean, I for sure have decent money in some of that stuff. I don't have anything that's going to get anybody rich, but. You know, I'm also a little too lazy to go get them, clean them up, and take pictures and price them and sell them. But I should sell everything and then just reinvest that money in the things that I'm into now, so that one day I can resell all of them and invest it in the thing I'm into then. But
we all should do that stuff. But
yeah, I'm definitely finding more joy in keeping the things I'm buying tighter. Like, if I'm not trying to get 100 different things, it seems to be better on my mental state. Dude, there was a time where every single day I was checking 15 different categories on eBay for things.
That you wanted.
Every day, just to see if anything listed. And it's kind of exhausting. And now I look for one thing. You know, if I go to antique stores, I'm looking for anything that catches my eye. But when I go online to look, I'm only looking for typewriters. That's it. It's real easy. Mm-hmm. I buy my Lego new. I don't need those from auctions. My last 400 searches on eBay are all just specific typewriters that I'm looking for. So it's nice.
Right. And you don't plan on keeping the typewriter. You said, what, a week or two ago, that you're going to fix them, a couple of them up, and sell them, and then keep
certain ones. So partially keep, partially sell. Some of them I buy cheap enough that I just plan to resell them. Some of them I'm going to keep. Mm. That baby blue one I showed you, that's a typewriter I wanted. I just wasn't willing to pay what it cost, and I happened to find it cheaper, but that's going in my personal collection.
Yeah.
But what I want to do is, like, I can, so right now from where I am, I can see four typewriters. Three of them aren't special, or two of them aren't special to me. They're out, they're in my cabinet just so I could look at them. But like, if I'm going to set up an Etsy store and I don't know if I'm going to sell them, but I'm going to list them. Hopefully they sell.
Mm-hmm.
I can see another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the ground. I'm going to sell all but one of those.
Yeah.
Or list all but one of those. So yeah, I plan to sell them. I want to do really nice pictures. They're all cleaned up. They're all serviced as well as someone who is not a professional can service them. So they're all clean. They're gone through. They're checked. To my knowledge, they 100% work. And I do plan to sell them so that I can buy more, to be clear. I want to open up a separate account, a separate bank account, and I want to put so much per week in there, like a slush fund,
mm-hmm.
or so much per paycheck, however I decide to do it. And then I want to take all the earnings from selling and put right back in that account as well.
And that's what I have.
And then use all that money in order to just buy more.
Yeah, but I have a limit that I won't go less than. Like, I want to make sure, like, for me, it's $1,000. So I always make sure I have more than $1,000. And then work my way up to when I have more than 5, then 10. That's why a lot of times my backlog is there, because I'm right around $1,000 mark. So I wait until I get some more to put in, or I sell stuff. Bye.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if it's realistic for me to just say, hey, if I don't sell, I don't have any money to buy new ones, because that's not how I operate. If I don't get something periodically, then I kind of get bummed out. Even if it's a $5 one, I like to get them. So it's one of those things where I put a little money in there each week, so there's always a little bit of money in there. And then I can rely on selling to get the next big ones. But I hope that if I'm able to resell them, I hope that I can continue to buy, like, ones to resell. Again, it's a small market, so I don't know. And to be honest, I need to charge a premium for them, because yeah. I bought them and I cleaned them, and cleaning, I mean, is like a multi-hour process, and it's honestly probably not worth it because of how much it costs to ship them if I can't sell them for more than what they're worth.
Right. I mean, time is money right now. So even if you spend 3 hours cleaning them, that's 3 hours of your day.
And my goal is not to sell to people who are going to collect them. My goal is to sell to people who either plan to use them for decorating or people who plan to type on them. They're like fully functional, but I'm also okay if you're like, if your wife is like, hey, I want a typewriter to sit on this old desk over here so it looks cool. I'm also okay to sell to that person too. Do I prefer they get used? Yes, because they die if they don't, but it's not my business once it's sold.
Yeah.
I'm not precious over them.
All right. So let's talk about, what did you buy
this week? So January 1st, huge Lego drop, 150 plus sets. I was pretty selective. I ordered the F1 series, I guess, minifigs. I don't really know what they are. They're not minifigs. If you haven't put one together, they are a white minifigure head with no face on it, and then a helmet with a built-in visor that slides over it. There's no body. The helmet mounts directly to the head, but mounts directly to the chassis of the car, basically. Right. No arms. But I ordered a case of those. They obviously didn't sell well. What does it say? What series they are?
F1.
Yeah, so it's just the F1 collect all 12. They're packaged like minifigs, but anyways. The case of them, which is 6 of them, was on sale for $17 from Lego. They're cute. The thing that I wanted, and the reason I decided to buy them, is because of the helmets. So the helmets are minifigure scale. They are sitting on a head. It just doesn't have a face on it. So you could then, in theory, you could take those helmets, which look way better than most of the helmets that they sell, and put those helmets on regular minifigures.
Right.
So that's why it's just accessory. I also ordered the one that you're on now, which is set 77252. I watched the F1 movie with one Brad Pitt, and it was better than I thought, and it was good enough that it made me want to order the set so I could get tiny Brad Pitt.
Right.
He has that baby blue helmet that's on the ground too. JP's the other guy from the movie. Comes with both of the stars of the movie, and so those are super cool. Speed Champion set. I think it was $30 or something like that. It is on back order, but I ordered that. I ordered the F1 cars. I'm not an F1 guy, but I ordered two F1 things, which is confusing. And then I ordered a 6-pack of the new minifigure series, which are the animals. And none of that has shipped out yet because everyone on Earth ordered stuff on January 1st.
Except for me.
You didn't order anything yet?
Not on January 1st, but I did order the gingerbread Star Wars ATT.
Which is an older Christmas set, yeah.
Yeah, which was, when I tried to get it, it was back ordered. It was out of stock, couldn't get it. They got it back in stock, I ordered it, and then now it's back ordered, but I was able to get it. I got Santa Claus, the big, huge figure.
Now, what about Gingerbread House? Did you ever find it?
No, I'm still waiting on Gingerbread House to show up.
Series 28 are the new minifigures. Again, there's 12 in a run, and they are all animal themed. And I'll be honest, like, I'm hit or miss sometimes with the minifigures. These are all hits for me. Every one of these is super good to me because they're all costumes, and I like the costume ones. You remember back in the day, there would be like one in each set that was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like a whole set of crazy. Now my favorites, I should say, the parrot, the goldfish, and the peacock. Those are my three favorites right now.
Peacock
looks really good. It's just like a reskin turkey though.
For me, I like the monkey, the koala bear, and the Dalmatian.
Don't have the Dalmatian yet. I will say the koala's cute. The minifig's not doing a ton. The monkey's pretty basic. The goldfish I love because he comes with his goldfish food. And the toucan comes with a box of cereal that's a snack box on it. He also has a multicolored tail that you can't see, or she does. And the blue eyeshadow, which I think is pretty cool. They're all really good. The cat's pretty basic too.
Now, because of this, does it make you want to go get all the animals like the giraffe and the other stuff from other series?
Kinda, but not. I mean, those are ones I would have wanted anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have the giraffe, and I have a list of all the ones that I really would like to have from each series. And giraffe is already on the paper, but then when I see it like in your picture, I'm like, yeah, I really should get that. But no, like, not. I already wanted them. It doesn't make me want it more. I already wanted them. The minifigs for me are like the whole reason that I love the Lego. I love putting them together, but as far as collecting, I'm not interested in collecting the sets. I buy the set so I can have the figures.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's the one you ordered, which, again, I think the set's super cool, but I'm not interested in having it. I just want the gingerbread Darth Vader. Set 40806, which is the gingerbread AT-AT walker. But it comes with the most badass gingerbread Darth Vader.
And this one I'm still waiting for.
I have that one. You should have bought it. It's good. The build is, it's not the best build. It is a hinged house that is the same on both sides. So, for the most part, so it is literally just step A, step B, and they're like the same. You see, the only difference is that the bump out, even both of them have doors. The inside's very basic.
Yeah.
But it was fun for me.
Have this.
Now, are you disappointed? Go ahead.
So this one is displayed. Yeah, this one's put together. It's behind me.
It's a 2015 set 40139 gingerbread house.
I have this guy.
He looks good. Are you disappointed that you didn't get the gold Santa from the Build a Minifigure?
A little bit, yeah.
Because you have a ton of Christmas stuff. He's probably selling cheaper now that Christmas has gone by. God, that minifig looks so good.
Looking at the Darth Vader minifig from the AT-AT Walker.
He looks so good.
Got a candy cane, and then like a little sugar
cookie. Like a sugar cookie, yeah. He's got like a white cape, though, and he's all like one-tone brown with like icing.
Yeah, it looks like he's a gingerbread minifigure because he got little dots on him. He looks
so good. Yeah, he looks so good.
It's like icing is in the middle.
It's incredibly adorable, yeah, for Darth Vader. I like that I like that nobody was too precious to do that. Like, I like that Lego wasn't too precious with Star Wars, and I like that Star Wars wasn't too precious with their franchise, and everybody allowed that to happen because it's very cute.
Yeah. I have this one, too. The gingerbread.
The Hallmark keepsake ornament. I did the Santa and his sleigh. I did the holiday candle, and I did the gingerbread house. The three that I got this year. Very cool. That's all I bought from the new releases. The F1 mini cars were 2 series ago. They were before Spider-Man. Is that right?
The other thing I did buy the Nintendo Switch Star Wars Heritage Pack.
Oh, you finally found it?
Yeah.
Or did you order it?
Ordered from Walmart.
Yeah.
It was on sale. At $31.
Mm-hmm.
But the wife ordered it because she's got Amazon Plus, so to deliver free and all that stuff. I did get that 7 games in it. I thought it was a great deal. Get Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2, which are great games. Star Wars Force Unleashed, love that game. Jedi Knight 1 and 2, Star Wars Racers, and Star Wars Republic Commander.
Commando. It's a ton of content if you're going to play through everything, and a lot of those are very good.
That was it. That's all that I bought.
Now, what's the first new set that you're going to buy from the stuff that just released? Because you didn't buy anything that was new.
No, I did not buy anything that was I don't know.
You don't have one. It's really like, that's got to be the first one on the shelf.
Because I need to catch up on the backlog. There's nothing that just came out that I need.
Is it hard for you to not want to just buy something that comes out? The modular building, the shopping street seems to me like the first one you should get.
It would probably be that one, but I don't know. I want the small AT Star Wars sets.
The flowering cactus for me, I like that little love. The flowering cactus for me is probably, it's really high up on my list for things I want. I already bought the daisies. If I see the van out, I'll buy it somewhere. If not, I'll order it. The Harry Potter, Hagrid. Privet Drive Escape. I'll probably get that.
Spider-Man and Ghost Rider, we talked about a couple weeks ago. It's already on back order.
Oh, yeah. That set is going to always kick ass. People are going to buy the hell out of that thing. There's so much. If you are remotely into Lego, you should. Now is the time. Target has the little game console, hand console.
So I don't know. I'll just have to go and see. And if I see something, I might get the urge just to buy it.
I bought I think it's called Rides, like RIDZ maybe, or Easy or whatever. Rides. It's just RIDES. But I didn't even know these were a thing. Did you see them before?
Yeah, we showed them off.
For some reason, I don't remember the cars. I remember looking at the cars, but it was like the Hot Rod and those, and they're not minifigure cars. Or they're not baby cars, but those things, the rides.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, they're only $10, you're cute.
Type in rides and just see, because I didn't see that gamer one out in the wild like that. They are They almost look like Duplo a little bit when you just look at them. So it's four of them. It's the fire truck, the construction loader, the police truck, and the gaming race car. Walmart had all but the gamer car. What's cool, though, is they all come with a baby. And if you collect the space babies, it pretty much is a space baby.
Yep.
Like, I know a friend of the show, Matt, is hardcore over space babies. I don't think there's any difference between those and the regular space babies, is there?
I don't think so.
Like, they have the helmet on and everything. They're really small, easy builds. And I'll be honest, the car actually looked pretty neat. I did the construction loader. It's actually pretty cool. And they are minifigure scale. You could put a full-size minifigure in there. If you wanted to swap it out. But yeah, they all come with a little baby.
On these boxes, do you tear it right where it tells you to tear it?
On a $10 set, I sure do. On a $10 set, I shove my thumb through that. On a nice set, I actually take a very thin-bladed knife or a thin popsicle stick, and I slide around the whole edges to cut the cardboard and then just open it up. And you can't even tell it's ever been opened when I put it back together. I only do that on a nice set. On $10, I am shoving my thumb through that.
Are you scanning your the instructions to get your points?
Yeah, but I'll say the last like six sets that I had before this rides didn't have the QR code, but then this $10 set gave me 20 points, which is crazy.
Yeah.
None of the Christmas stuff has QR codes. And when I got online and read, it says anything that's an exclusive doesn't come with QR codes. I don't even know what exclusive means, though, because...
Not on the like, box.
I bought the holiday candle from Walmart. I bought the sleigh from... did I get the sleigh from... I must have got the sleigh and the gingerbread house from the Lego store. But it's like crazy that they don't come with points. Yeah, if it says exclusive, all those sets, I do believe they do not come with points.
But it doesn't say exclusive anywhere on the box.
No, it just says it on their site. And what's crazy, and the part I don't understand is, to me, exclusive means I can only get it from the Lego store or online, which is okay. But that's not true, because Target carries the exclusive sets as well, which makes it very confusing. Mm-hmm. Like, Jaws is exclusive. So if I go buy Jaws, does it not come with that? I saw Jaws at Target yesterday. Just interesting.
It is.
Pisses me off. But yes, I do get points everywhere that I can. And I did redeem some points. I did the little aquarium that's on the Lego Insiders. Mm-hmm. It is not the best looking set that I've ever seen. But I thought it was cool. I like fish. I like aquariums. It's tiny. It doesn't take up much space. The Peace Lily is also definitely one I'm going to buy too. But I'm going to try to pace myself. And when they put a gift with purchase up I like, I'm going to try to spend just enough to get that gift with purchase.
Yeah.
And order just enough to get there. And then next time they put one up, I'll do the same.
Right, so what did you play this week?
I played a lot of... Well, I didn't play a lot of anything, I guess. I played Walkabout Mini Golf with friend of the show, Marshall 205, and...
We got on there Monday night. We'd actually, all four of us.
Yeah, and then I played Rocket League, and then that was the only two things I played. Now, I'll tell you what was great. We all played together. Did like a VR game night. I think Patman definitely wants to play something different.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. But then I pushed his buttons and told him I was way better at it than him and got him riled up. So he was like, I'm making an Excel spreadsheet and we're keeping track of these high scores. And he got all bent out of shape. And so we got on and we played like competitive.
What game?
Golf.
Okay, you and Pat.
Like, I got him riled up. No, me and friend of the show, Marshall 205. Oh. I got him all worked up. What I did was bait him in.
Mm-hmm.
He does this thing, and he did it while we were playing. When he messes up, he'll screw up 10 balls in a row because he doesn't want to lose straight up.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll just screw off. And I want him to keep pressing because a lot of times he can come back. He's very good at the game.
Oh yeah.
But I'm like, don't quit on yourself like that. So I got him riled up. So we get in. I played horrible on the first course. He beat me. And then on the second course, I beat him. And then so I was like, we got to do a tiebreaker, see who wins tonight. And we tied both 15 under. Like, we played the hell out of golf. Like, it was like not much talking. It was quiet. Like, we were taking our time. Mm-hmm. It probably took as long as it did with four people with just two of us because we were really lining our shots up. And it was kind of high stress, and it was fun. Like, a bad shot could cost you. And we went in that last hole tied, and we go into hole 18 and it's complicated, and we went with two very different strategies. So I'm like, somebody probably just won and somebody probably just lost right here.
Right.
And then we ended up tying, but it was definitely high stakes, but it was a good time. I don't think I'd want to do that every time. But the great thing about him is you can always poke the bear. So anytime I want to be competitive, all I ever have to do is tell him that I drag him at a game or he's horrible at something, and he can't get to it quick enough.
Oh, you just gave him your secret. He's listen to this.
Oh, he already knows.
But he is good. I mean, he's just weird because Patman's usually good at every single game that we're playing except for this.
I have no doubt that if Patman would play more and take it more serious, that he would be better at it.
Yeah.
Now, here's my argument, and this is what I made for the show Marshall 205. The thing that makes me good at walkabout is I see a good line. I see a line that I think nobody else sees to get to the hole.
Mm-hmm.
If we play the mode where you can't see me putt and I can't see you putt, I think that I beat him more than he beats me. I think he's better at the game than I am. So when I show him the line, I think he's better at being able to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
If I go first, it's hard for me to beat him. Like, if I'm consistently going first on the hole, it's hard for me to beat him.
Yeah.
Because he's a better putter when he can see it. But if he can't see my line, he's not as creative as I am. When we play one.
Yeah, he's definitely not as creative, but he does hit the ball straight more than all of us.
Oh, he's better at the game itself than I am. But when we played the Sweetopia board, I was in a pretty commanding lead, but we got to a hole where, like, I spun the camera around, bounced it off a wall, went completely backwards, and broke the course to get a hole mm-hmm. in one. Mm-hmm. And there's no doubt he tried it, and it took him three tries to get it, which was still like a birdie. But I have no doubt that if he hadn't seen me try, he'd have done it just the standard way.
Yeah.
So there's what I think I'm good at is trying to figure out how to not break the game, but how to, like, find little cheats or easier ways to get to the hole. He's better at putting than I am. Especially, like, long straight putts. He's really good.
Yeah.
And we both melt down. I melt down too. If I try something that doesn't work, I'll just keep trying it too.
Well, I think we all do.
But I'm doing it because I know it'll work. He's doing it because he doesn't want to lose by one stroke. He'd rather lose by 50.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that game. It is my favorite VR game. We were talking about it. I don't know that it's the best VR game. It is the best, like, friend slop, like, VR game to play with other people.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
I'm thinking I'm going to send another text out and see what people want to do this week and maybe see Patman what game he wants to play.
Yeah, I think if you let him pick, we'll definitely play something different. But I think that's what it'll take to keep everybody engaged.
And you said you play Rocket League.
Yeah, just more of the same. We're working on the new pass. It's been fine. They have a Harry Potter event going right now, and so we've just been trying to make sure we have everything done for that. For the show, Marshall 205 is a huge Harry Potter fan.
Mm-hmm.
So just making sure everything is done for that, and he gets all his stuff there. But it's fine. It's serviceable. I enjoy golf more than I do Rocket League right now.
I play my normal Fall 76. I'm still working on trying to complete the DLC, the events for that specific Burning Springs area, and then working on some of the other stuff that I missed out on a little bit here and there. And I did play a lot of Farm Together 2. I did get the Platinum yesterday.
Yeah, and you did something shitty, I think, without realizing it, too. You know what I'm about to say?
No.
So you sent to me and Howard that you got the platinum without Patman. But then Patman saw that you got the platinum.
Oh, and screenshotted it.
And screenshotted it, and you left him on red. Because I think that you thought you sent it to all of us, and he was just responding to what you had sent out. But you, in fact, did not send it to him. He noticed on his own, gave you props, and then you were like, the hell?
No, he's in that group chat.
Are you sure? No.
Oh, no. No. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
He saw it on his own, gave you recognition. But I knew that you thought he was in that group chat is why you didn't respond, because you thought you said something first. But he actually right. just noticed on his own and gave you your flowers. And you were like, I don't like you. I'm not going to respond.
Well, I'm going to fix that right now.
But I told Friend of the Show Marshall 205, and he also thought it was the same group chat. He didn't realize it was separate either.
Yeah, because me, you, and Marshall 205 have a chat. Then we have
well, I did it. It's my fault because I sent you guys the Lego minifigs, mm-hmm. and I took Patman out because I know he doesn't care about the minifigs. So I took him out so to not bother him with stuff he doesn't care about, and then you just respond to that one because it was on top.
Yeah.
But you did get the platinum, which is no small feat, 230 plus hours.
It was around, I forgot what I... Yeah, 239 hours.
Yeah, so 240 hours to get it. Very impressive. I still want to go back and play that game. I don't know if I'll push for the platinum because of how many hours it took you to get it, but I do want to play it more. But that game was a lot of the same as before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was hoping for more new. They made some quality life improvements that make the game better, but there wasn't, it's still the same game.
Right. Then there's a lot of events that they do and ticket where you get the free or the new animals and flowers and trees yeah. and plants. And so if you don't, you have to build your, let's say your farm to make sure you think about that in there. Like I went to somebody's farm to get the platinum because you have to do the favors. So you go to someone's farm. I can do 73 favors by planting stuff. And he had Easter bunnies. I'm like, man, what the heck? And then he said it had some other Easter thing on there. I was like, oh, okay, so you have, this came out during the Easter event.
Yeah, it's a good way to keep you playing. Now, if it's anything like the first farm together, they'll recycle everything.
Yeah.
So like when next Easter rolls around, if you miss that, you could go in and get it. Which is kind of nice to keep you playing for a calendar year, but I don't think it's going to keep you playing forever.
No, this is a game of I'll only jump in if you guys play.
Yeah.
And need some help or something. I haven't decided what game I'm going to play now. See, I'll have to go through my catalog and here's something I want to jump in to play.
Yeah, maybe play Astrobot since you love him.
Well, let me buy it first.
It's $40. $30. Basically free.
Need to go buy it.
Sell that Fitbit and buy it.
Well, that Fitbit is probably $20.
Well, that'll get you damn near there.
That's pretty much it. I didn't. That's all I played. Now let's get into some news.
Let's power bottom this news.
All right, PlayStation's released the January games for the month for if you're PlayStation Plus. Need for Speed Unbound, Epic Mickey. Brushed, Epic Mickey Rebrush, and then Core Keeper are the games.
I think Core Keeper is a multiplayer game, isn't it?
Looks like it. 1A players mining.
I might be interested to check that out and see if that's something fun for us to play. They got any kind of screenshots of that bitch?
You can.
Let's see what that Core Keeper looks like. It looks cute. I don't know if it's any good though. 4.8. It's a $20 game. 4.8 on PlayStation, I should say. 2,000 reviews.
The top down.
Very Zelda Pokemon-y.
Thinking of Stardew Valley.
Very Stardew Valley. Huh. Very more magical than I was expecting also. Maybe we won't play that. I will say this, pretty lame month. Not a heavy hitter. Need for Speed is not a heavy hitter.
So Xbox News, that's the only PlayStation thing I found that was interesting for us. A little bit of PlayStation, but the people, there's some reports out there saying that the new Xbox, new PlayStation console, could do a delay and a price increase due to the RAM's price increase, the availability of RAM right now. RAM has gone super, super expensive because it's made really overseas. We have to get more manufacturers to make them in the United States.
What's being used for AI?
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about it on here, but AI is absolutely destroying the RAM situation. We got to figure it out, or you're not going to be able to afford to buy a computer soon. I'm okay if it delays them. You know, I don't need a new console. Like, I think the PS5 still has a ton of life left in it. Now, what I will say is the problem is if it delays it and then it takes two more years to come out, I think that system's going to feel a little more underwhelming.
Yeah.
Because it was made to come out 2 years prior. So that's my concern there. But, it's a real situation. You're right. You have to get more people making them. The problem is you start up your RAM company today and you realize you can sell it for double the price to the AI companies. You're right back where everybody else is.
Right. The CEOs, they're going to look for profit.
I think OpenAI, the ChatGPT people they're buying 40% of all RAM being produced right now. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
Right, next one, we got some games. Their servers are shutting down in January from Xbox. Anthem is January 12th. Warlander is January 20th. And NBA Live 19 is January 3rd. Project Cars 3 will be shutting down in February. New World, NBA 2K5, and Top Spin also will be shutting down sometime in 2026. And New World just came out too.
Yeah.
Right, there's five games leaving the Xbox Game Pass. On January 15th, we're losing Flintlock, The Siege of Dawn, Neon White, Road 96, good game, Ascent, and The Grinch Christmas Adventure. Next one, this one. Xbox is sending out these Forza Horizon 6 gift packages. It's going to be coming out late, and this is some video or some pictures of what it looks like. It has like a stocking, a license plate, the tree.
Like a tiny tree Christmas, or air freshener.
Air freshener. There's like a little cup with a little small license plate in it, and then from Japan.
It's very cute.
Yeah.
I assume that's going to like reviewers and influencers.
Probably, yeah. On some Nintendo news. Nintendo has trademarked Zelda Triforce Heroes and Mario Tennis Ultra Smash. So usually when you trademark, that's something they're going to plan on maybe coming out, so there'll be some names of some games probably coming. You ever get into tennis games? You ever play tennis games?
I played the one that was on
Top Spin.
I played some of those back in the day, but as far as the Mario Tennis goes, I think I played the one on, was it GameCube, maybe? It might have been DS. I've played one of them. They're okay. I don't know a ton about tennis. My favorite tennis was the Wii Sports. But it's okay. Me and friend of the show, Marshall 205, played a, it has ping pong, it has tennis, and it has pickleball in a VR game that was free on the pass. Yeah, so we played a little bit of that, but yeah, not a ton, no.
Also being registered is a Pokemon Wind and Wave. But this will be a game. I'm now called Pokemon Wind and Wave. They have a website also to it for it. Next one. News. Looks like Konami is turning, wants to turn Silent Hill into an annual franchise. They said their idea is to have Silent Hill come out every single year.
We've talked about it a lot. I mean, there's obvious risk in annualizing a game. It can be done right. It can also become very stale, and it can also lead to truncated development time, and or the opposite, where you go the Call of Duty route and you're having to put absolutely tons and tons and tons of resources into keeping that thing coming out every year. So yeah. I'm not for annualizing a game, but it can be done the right way.
Right, because, you know, Assassin's Creed did it pretty good for a while, then all of a sudden it just got too much.
And then they took a break, and I think now they have a really good cadence and they're pumping out really good games. I think, you know, finding what works, and maybe a Silent Hill a year work for now, and maybe it won't in the future, or maybe it always will, but I would say just tread lightly here, but they don't care what I think.
All right. Next one, Fitness Boxing Persona 5 has been teased out.
That's good. The only reason I'm not boxing right now is because it doesn't have a Persona tie-in. People love that game. I think I've downloaded it like 4 times and never even opened it.
All right. Assassin's Creed Black Flag Resynced domain was registered 25 days ago.
That game's for sure coming.
That was a good game. I really like Black Flag.
A lot of people do. People have been pushing for that. It's for sure coming.
Limited Run Games co-founder Josh Fairhurst is leaving the company after 10 years.
He's probably made plenty of money.
Gonna maybe try to do something else.
Yeah, I could, you know. They sold a large portion or all of that. I'm not sure. I think they're part of like the Saudi Wealth Fund or Tencent or something. They sold to somebody that's maybe not ideal.
Yeah.
The company caught a lot of flack for it. You know, he's made plenty of money. I'm sure I could see him want to take a step back. I'm just nice to not deal with bullshit every day.
Let's see.
Type in Limited Run Games, owner or controversy. Yeah. Sold out. It's the top option when you typed in sold.
Embracer Group in 2022.
I think there's something other than that too, though. Maybe Embracer sold part of theirs. Maybe you have to do the long walk to get to the rabbit hole. Embracer Group. Click on Embracer Group, the tab for it. It's right above there. Yeah.
Or THQ.
Yeah, I think they sold. Their parent company sold to somebody.
Intention
to
Transform 3. I mean, some dead air. We're trying to.
Yeah, somewhere along the way, they sold to.
Now it's an Amplifier Game Investment. It would fall. Racer.
Yeah, I think that that's how it happened. Let's see. Who owns Embracer?
Easy Brain to Miniclip for a consideration. One.
Yeah, Saudi's Arabia's Savvy Games Group. So it is the Saudi Wealth Fund. So Lars Wingfors, through Lars Wingfors AB, his investment vehicle, he is the largest single shareholder. Significant stake shareholders are held by institutional investors like BlackRock and Saudi's Savvy Games Group. So that's what that was the major controversy. And it wasn't Limited Run's fault. Limited Run sold to Embracer, part of it to Embracer. Embracer then sold part of that, or a lot of that, to the Saudi wealth fund, BlackRock. Yeah. So, you know, people, you know, I am all for people putting their money where their mouth is. If you don't agree where the money goes and you don't want to spend, I'm all for that. But it is no doubt has hurt Limited Run Games. And if you have plenty of money and you wake up every day and deal with a bunch of bullshit that you don't have to, they probably start to think maybe I'll do something different.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just wants to spend more time at home. I don't know the guy, but I get it.
It's another a new website for Prince of Persia Sands of Time remake has been registered. Another game being remade. A data miner has uncovered a local multiplayer interface for Monster Hunter Wild's Switch 2 version. You see? Turn wild. All right. Epic, don't forget, it's the beginning of the month, so make sure you get your free games. If you go to the Epic Store, there's a couple free games on here. Total War, Three Kingdom, and Wildgate right now are free. Coming soon as Balloons, or Balloons TD6. Don't forget the other stuff you can get for Fall Guys, Fortnite, Rocket League, a bunch of other games on here. Warship, Speed Champions. All the different stuff you can get for free to dial your stuff through Epic Games. Next one. This game here, the Gold River Project. Have you seen this?
I have not.
It seems like,
is it the fishing game?
It is a fishing game.
I think I saw a short clip for this, but I have not seen enough to make it.
There's you and your buddies.
You just literally go camping and fishing together. It looks so fantastic. Yeah, but
there's a tie-in. There's like a secret missions. You just have to, you're being followed around through a camera. Someone's watching you and hunt. He's hunting a deer.
Oh, it looks fantastic.
Cabin. This is where
things get weird.
Mm-hmm. Camera watching you.
You're like on an island where you're being tracked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks fun. I would play it with other people. It looks like,
see, at least this one, there's actually, like, you know, a mission to this.
Which, you know, I think when we played like The Forest, I think there is definitely a storyline with missions. We just didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Because we were trying to build our base, I think we just tried to do it too big, and
yeah,
we didn't understand. You know, we put it in the wrong area.
This game definitely gives it like an uneasy feeling. It doesn't look scary or spooky, but it looks uneasy, a little uncomfortable in some spots, which is nice because they pair that with the tranquil like camping and fishing and hunting, which is kind of neat. So I definitely would be interested in it.
Next one. The MetaQuest, if you have the Horizon, if you have the MetaQuest Plus, and here a couple free games, Ultra Wings 2, and then Super Hot VR.
Super Hot's great too if you haven't played it.
The two games, and don't forget to go through and look at your other games, kind of like what is actually free on there.
Yeah, the Assassin's Creed Nexus is a new addition.
Retropolis 2.
Retropolis.
Indie games. They're always having indie games on there, so I would start checking at least every couple of days.
They got that Shooty Fruity on there.
Mm-hmm. And Windlands 2.
Shooty Fruity is a good name.
That was all the gaming news. We're going to end it as usual with the Lego stuff. Lego has decided to change some of the box art on some of the botanicals coming forward. The roses, the sunflowers, and the cherry blossoms will have a new design on their box. There's the old one and there's the new box.
It's more like upscale. It feels more adult collecting. Yes. Where the first ones felt like kid boxes to me. It's not much different. It's just a better box.
So now I've seen online collectors are saying they're going to try to buy both boxes now.
Yeah, and it's branded botanicals.
Mm-hmm.
I also sent you a picture of a like a holiday like love pack. I'm sure people are going to buy that just for the packaging as well.
Yeah, that does look nice. I like the package.
The triple pack.
Right. The BrickLink Designer Program Series 7 has teased some pictures of the upcoming sets. It's the robot, the little antique storage cabinet, the ship, the Japanese Blossom house, and then the other little... here's the privateer frigate Fortinia. There's a little inside. Oops. There's Walt, a little robot. There's something here.
It almost looks like a, like they turned it into like there's a little miniature set with him.
Mm-hmm. There's a sushi restaurant. There's someone.
That one's going to be great. That one looks awesome.
Alchemist shopped. And the antique collection.
All the samurai mask in there. Yeah, yeah. I'm interested to see what that looks like now when it comes out because those were not in the original picture.
Yeah. So these original ones, the only one that really looked to me looked good. I mean, well, that. Two of them looked really good. Was the ship and then the Japanese house.
The sushi restaurant and the alchemist hut look really cool to me. I still don't think I'm going to get any of these, but I may be surprised depending on what it looks like when they all come out.
Yeah. The robot looks plain, and that right there makes me interested in what they're going to do with the robot.
Yeah, there's like a scaled keypad and door looking thing.
That way you can open it up. And we talked about this earlier. You said the birthday cake. Okay, gift for purchase reveal.
40905.
This will be coming out.
I think people are assuming it's coming out around Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. It'll be the gift for purchase that weekend.
It's a little chef with a cupcake that he's decorating, but it is a large cupcake, and he comes with a little ladder to go up on top of it. I very much like it.
Me too.
Has a cherry, comes with a balloon dog for no reason, comes with a little chef mini.
That's the first time I've seen the balloon dog. I don't think I've seen it in anything else. I'm sure it has been.
Well, I've never seen it with a set. It's almost always at the Build a Minifigure. Hmm. I have a green one that came from there. I've never seen one with a set, though.
All right, next one is the seasonal spring wreath, set 40957. Easter-looking wreath.
I love it with the yellow bow. I'm not wild about the bunny himself, but just like the holiday one, you can kind of pick and choose how to decorate it. Price point is excellent on this set. Yeah,
$40.
$40 for 757 pieces. Very good price point.
So you can do and the bunny or you can do the bow.
They're almost getting to where you've got like, you know, you're getting all the wreaths for the different holidays.
Yeah, you can set one up for it.
Pretty cool.
All right, the 2026 poly bags have been revealed. This Batman, Bruce Wayne in a bat suit. You know, looks pretty cool. And set it up.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I'll be honest, not a Batman guy. I'm considering it because of I like the way it's super cool and it's small.
Mm-hmm. There's the Easter Bunny creator set.
Yeah, I'm a hard pass on that one.
There's the Harry Potter Dumbledore's office with Harry Potter. And Spider-Man with Anti-Venom Heist. Alex Campfire Conflict. I'll probably get this one. I think I get all the Minecraft ones. I think I have them all. Sonic the Hedgehog. Bandit Corp. That was it.
I think the only one of those I'll get is potentially the Batman one. I like that the suit's on a little display and it comes with Bruce mm-hmm. Wayne. You could set that on a shelf with like your minifigures and it not look out of place, I think.
That might actually get people to design like a little thing like this for all their sets. Like a Spider-Man yeah. one, you have, you know, Peter Parker and then the suit.
Iron and Man. Really, it wouldn't be the worst idea for Lego to release those yearly to do like a different one each time. But of course, I don't know how well Marvel and DC play together.
Not at all.
They may not want that.
All right, so these are the Lego ideas. January 2nd update, the third qualifying stage. There's a couple cool things on here. They have a Krusty's crab that's buying to made. Pirate themed restaurant, massive, and Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field, I think, will happen, and I think it looks stunning.
Here looks like they took the Pirate Cove and then did one of the other hero. sets and put that right on top of the Pirate Cove.
I kind of feel like that one won't get made.
The Krusty Krab, that'll have to be a licensing thing with SpongeBob.
Which is, it's SpongeBob's hot right now, so.
Mm. Right. So these are December 30th updates. The Sailor Moon one is going to be, is the first one up here, but I heard that that one's like blowing everyone away. Like, this has the most boats of all of any Lego ideas ever made.
I'm telling you, the next one's happening. That Ratatouille set is going to happen. Like, I just feel it in my bones. They're playing very well with Disney, and people have wanted a Ratatouille set for a long time, and that one looks very good.
Chef up there on top. The train bookends, I think that's pretty cool looking. Yeah. And there's a Scooby-Doo brick link. I mean, brickheads, those are awesome.
They're pretty cool, yeah. And they, you know, I don't know what the appetite for Scooby-Doo is, but they're cool.
There's Adventures Return to Egypt, fun little set. The Sailor Moon one. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Full House.
People are hot and heavy about that one, too. It's okay. It very much gives you, like, the Home Alone vibes.
Mm-hmm.
The Home Alone house.
The Tiffany & Company Engagement Ring Box. Maybe a gift with purchase or something, but you won't have to work with Tiffany & Company on that one. Maldives Water Villa, which we've had something similar to that.
With the pretty split. Cool. Yeah.
Jumanji board game that
you like. Jumanji. I like it. It has the full like game inside. I don't think that one comes out either.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool.
So
these are all sets that are have achieved 10,000 votes.
So now they have to go into the voting process with Lego licensing and see if they can get it.
Yeah, and they take so many of them. They parking lot some of them, which means they're trying. And then other ones, I think that just, you know, like Golden Girls right now, I think is a set that's held up. So they want to make it. They're trying to make it, but there's no doubt it's held up with licensing.
Yeah, and they have a page where you can go to and see it. There's 3,439 on there. So,
yep. Not everything gets made. Bob's Burgers.
These are ones that have not been made to 10,000 market. All right, last one. They've announced this Lord of the Rings Sauron helmet, 11373. It's pretty good. I like that. Get that one.
It's cool if you do the helmets.
And then it comes with a little small Sauron too, minifigure. But that's all I have for this week.
Alrighty.
And as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to contact me, contact me on our socials at game_Stitch. That's on Instagram or on the X. Or HoFNShow, HoFNSHO. That was episode 671. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.